Hybrid and remote work have given us incredible flexibility, but they've also introduced some unique challenges. Loneliness, isolation, and the absence of organic in-the-office learning moments, like learning through osmosis, or those impromptu brainstorming sessions by the coffee machine, it's all taking a toll. And while managers might have weekly check-ins, employees are still feeling very disconnected. Hey there, and welcome to Development Nerds, the podcast for ambitious professionals ready to break free from the status quo and build a career you actually love. If you've got a million dreams of finding a career that excites you, one that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning, and a relentless drive to develop yourself and others, this is where you want to be. I am Candace Mitchell, your tough love mentor, here with real stories, practical AF advice, and zero fluff. I've seen firsthand that success isn't always glamorous, but with grit and the right mindset, you can create a career that gives you joy and energy, even when things get tough. We'll dive into how to wake up excited for your work, how to find joy in your 9-to-5, and what it really takes to feel energized by what you do. Whether I'm doing a solo episode or chatting with one of our amazing guests, you'll leave with something you can use to start loving your work. So if you're on a walk, in your car, or cycling with that fresh air, let's dive in. Welcome back to Development Nerds. Today's episode is a special one. We're not just talking about the future of learning and development. We are stepping into it, exploring the mega trends that will define 2025 for us. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Why should I care about trends for 2025? I've already got a mountain of priorities right now. And you are right, our plates are full. But here's the thing, staying ahead of these shifts isn't just a nice to have, it's the key to staying relevant. These trends are more than crystal ball predictions. They're our blueprint for building workplaces where people thrive, where they feel inspired, valued, and equipped to grow. As L&D professionals, we're uniquely positioned to lead this charge. Think about it. What if you could be the one who not only keeps up with change, but anticipates it? You're ready for it. What if you could champion initiatives that don't just respond to the present, but set your organization up for future success? In this episode, we'll explore the mega trends shaping our field. From the game-changing potential of AI to a renewed focus on people-centered development. By the end of our conversation today, you won't just have an understanding of what's ahead. You'll have actionable insights to make a difference right now. And here is the exciting part. Today's episode is just the beginning. Consider this as a sneak peek into an ongoing conversation. In future episodes, we'll break down these trends even further by diving deep into strategies, tools, and frameworks to prepare you for what's next. So grab your curiosity, leave the stress at the door, and let's explore what the future holds for learning and development. Trust me, this is going to be an inspiring ride. Trend one, whole person development with core capabilities. When you hear learning and development, or maybe some other business leaders hear learning and development, what comes to mind? Technical training? Certifications? Sure, those things are important, but they only scratch the surface of what's truly needed in today's complex work environments. The reality is, we're not just preparing employees to do tasks. We're enabling them to show up as a whole, capable human in the workplace. Take emotional intelligence, for example. It's no longer a nice to have. It is an actual non-negotiable. Why? Because businesses are realizing that relationships, collaboration, and adaptability drive outcomes just as much, or if not more, than the technical know-how. According to the World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs report, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and problem solving are some of the top skills in demand for 2025. Yet so many organizations are still treating these as soft skills, relegated to the back burner of their L&D priorities. And this is where my core framework comes in. It is all about addressing these needs head on. Let's break it down. The C stands for connect, because relationships are at the heart of everything we do. Whether it's collaborating with a colleague across the hall or across the globe, we need to foster trust and mutual understanding. Then there's the O for optimize, which is all about using tools and systems to work smarter, not harder. Think of it as the intersection of technology and workflow efficiency. The R is for resilience, and this is a huge one. Change is the only constant. Oh, yes, I know, I said it. And resilience is what keeps us moving forward when the road gets bumpy. Finally, there's the E, and this is for empathy, the ability to truly understand and relate to others. It's what turns good teams into the best ones. Organizations embracing this whole person approach are already seeing the benefits. For example, Unilever has actually implemented programs focused on purpose-driven leadership and mental well-being. They are recognizing that employees who feel supported as individuals perform better. And here is another kicker. It's not just about altruism, not at all. This approach has been shown to boost productivity as much as 20%. So truly, it is a win-win. But let's be real. This isn't something you can fix with a once-off training session. It requires a cultural shift, starting with leadership buy-in and trickling down into every single aspect of the employee experience. It's actually about embedding these capabilities into like the DNA of your organization. Workshops on emotional intelligence, resilience training, and even immersive VR experiences that teach empathy are just a few ways to start. And I know VR experiences can whoosh over our heads, definitely mine, but I am going to do another episode on that and actually break down into what we can do. All right, moving on to trend two, the total employee experience in a hybrid world. Let's talk about connection, or in a lot of cases, the lack of it. Hybrid and remote work have given us incredible flexibility, but they've also introduced some unique challenges. Loneliness, isolation, and the absence of organic in-the-office learning moments, like learning through osmosis, or those impromptu brainstorming sessions by the coffee machine, it's all taking a toll. And while managers might have weekly check-ins, employees are still feeling very disconnected. Why? Well, because connection isn't just about frequency. It's about quality and intentionality. And here's the thing, the learning and development function has a role to play in every single stage of the employee life cycle to address this. Let's get into it a little bit. So let's start with onboarding. Onboarding, honestly, I will stand in the soapbox, but it is not just about filling out forms and meeting the team. It is the first critical opportunity to immerse employees in the culture and set the tone. Onboarding should be treated as a continuous process that extends well beyond the first few weeks. I do a 90-day onboarding as a standard. Regular check-ins, role clarities, and some opportunities to learn about the organization's values are all essential parts. L&D can create immersive learning paths that blend the technical training with culture building, ensuring new hires feel equipped and supported and that they're going to fit in. Imagine using VR or like interactive digital modules that help employees understand not just what they'll be doing, but why their role matters to the organization's mission. Next, let's talk about the development phase of the employee lifecycle, which is where L&D shines brightest, obviously. Employees want to feel that their organization is invested in their growth. This is about more than just offering a learning management system. Oh, it's about fostering that culture of continuous development. Multiple learning opportunities and peer-to-peer knowledge sharing can really transform everyday work into a learning experience. And here is a little tip. Incorporate moments of recognition. Recognizing milestones like completing a challenging course or mastering a new skill can really reinforce that sense of progress and belonging. Data shows that organizations with strong recognition cultures are 2.5 times more likely to see increased retention rates. Yeah, 2.5 times. That's huge. But what about the separation phase? Yep. Even offboarding presents a critical touch point for L&D because when people leave, they take their experience and skills with them. And those experiences shape how they talk about your organization. So structured exit interviews and even alumni programs can actually provide invaluable insights into areas for improvement while maintaining that positive relationship. L&D can also play a role in creating programs that ensure departing employees actually feel celebrated for their contributions and supported as they transition into the next chapter. This kind of advocacy can actually turn former employees into lifelong ambassadors for your brand. Imagine that. Now, back to the hybrid world. How do we tackle the deeper challenges of connection? One strategy is to integrate learning into every stage of that employee lifecycle. So, for example, hybrid learning models can blend virtual, in-person, and experiential learning, ensuring all employees, no matter where they are, have access to the same high-quality opportunities. So tools like AI-powered learning assistants can further personalize the experience, delivering timely nudges, reminders, and recommendations that keep employees engaged. Another key, build spaces, both virtually and physically, but spaces that foster collaboration and innovation. And no, this isn't just a Teams room. Offices are no longer just places to work. They are hubs of creativity and connection. Similarly, digital platforms can replicate those water cooler moments, offering channels for informal discussions and idea sharing. And don't forget programs like reverse mentoring. I'm a big fan of that, where senior leaders actually learn from junior employees. These initiatives strengthen relationships across levels and actually encourage a culture of mutual respect. The total employee experience isn't just a one-size-fits-all solution. It's a strategic approach that considers every phase of the employee journey, from the very first touch point during recruitment to the final goodbye. L&D has the power and the responsibility to create moments that matter, ensuring employees feel connected, valued, and equipped to succeed. And here is the best part. When we get this right, the ripple effect on engagement, productivity, and retention is just enormous. Okay, so what's next? You can stick around for some upcoming episodes where I'll actually dive deeper into how hybrid learning models and AI-driven tools are reshaping employee experiences in a way we never thought possible. So stick with me, you won't want to miss that. Let's talk about this thing called the global mindset. And no, this isn't just another corporate buzzword. It's a must-have skill set for thriving in today's interconnected hybrid workplace. In a world where teams are scattered across continents and time zones, the ability to navigate cultural differences and communicate effectively isn't an option. It is mission critical. But what does it mean to really adopt a global mindset? First, let's just acknowledge the reality that remote and hybrid work are here to stay. According to SHRM, 82% of execs plan to allow employees to work remotely at least some of the time, and nearly half are open to hiring fully remote workers from anywhere in the world. This shift doesn't just offer flexibility, but it opens up a global talent pool, enabling organizations to bring in top talent regardless of location. GM, for instance, embraced this trend by hiring 3,000 technical employees, most of who will work remotely. Their confidence in this move? It's rooted in their team's ability to perform effectively in a remote environment during the pandemic. Now, let's talk about the challenges. Hybrid and remote setups create incredible opportunities for diversity and collaboration, but it also magnifies miscommunication, cultural misunderstandings, and the feelings of isolation. If not managed very intentionally, these dynamics can derail even the most promising projects. So, how do we address this? By developing a truly global mindset. And let's be clear, this is not about a once-off cultural awareness webinar. It's about embedding cultural competence into the fabric of your organization. Tools like Mural, which enable real-time virtual collaboration, are truly fantastic for helping teams navigate cultural and logistical challenges. These tools can simulate a global sort of project dynamics and provide a sandbox for teams to practice and refine their approach. Language is another crucial piece of this puzzle. If your training materials aren't available in multiple languages or culturally adapted, it's not good enough just to translate your training material. It's got to be culturally adapted. You risk excluding part of your team. So inclusive learning means ensuring that everyone has access to the same opportunities, no matter where they sit. And here's another layer to consider. I know, as if we need more layers. The changing role of the physical office spaces. As Bhushan Sethi from PwC notes, the role of the office has changed. Offices are now hubs of innovation and social interaction. And I just love this. This perspective aligns perfectly with fostering this global mindset. When employees do come together, whether in a physical or virtual space, it should be to collaborate, innovate, and connect in meaningful, thoughtful ways. Companies like Microsoft are setting the standard. Through their Global Skills Initiative, they've trained millions of workers across 100 plus countries, focusing not just on technical skills, but also on adaptability and cultural competence. Yes, they understand that thriving in a global workplace isn't just about what you know. It's about how you work with others. And finally, let's address the elephant in the room. Maintaining company culture in a dispersed workforce. According to SHRM, 65% of employers struggle with maintaining morale, and more than one third face challenges with culture and productivity in remote settings. Yeah, those are high numbers. This isn't surprising, but it is a solvable problem, and the key is intentionality. Again, programs like reverse mentoring, where the junior employees share insights with senior leaders, can foster mutual respect and understanding. Plus, introducing things like a cultural awareness moment in team meetings can go a long way in just understanding and connecting with one another. Meanwhile, hiring roles like Facebook's Director of Remote Work signals the shift towards managing remote teams with intention and strategy rather than just an afterthought. At its core, adopting a global mindset is about more than just avoiding missteps. It's about leveraging the rich diversity of perspectives and experiences within your team to drive innovation and success. The world is your talent pool, and the future of work demands that we embrace it fully. Moving on to trend 4, strategic partnerships in L&D. We're going to shift gears now and talk about partnerships. And no, I'm not talking about outsourcing some compliance training to a vendor and calling it a day. I mean real strategic partnerships, both inside and outside your organization. Because honestly, let's face it, the future of work is way too complex to navigate it alone. Let me paint you a little picture. The gig economy has evolved into something far bigger than side hustles or food delivery apps. It's now a massive ecosystem of highly skilled professionals, fractional workers, freelancers, and consultants who bring expertise on demand. Bernard Maher's report highlights that this trend is reshaping industries with high-skilled areas like AI, cybersecurity, and healthcare, all embracing these gig models at scale. And what does this mean for L&D? It means we need to rethink how we approach skill building and team dynamics. Let's start internally. Partnerships between L&D and other departments like HR, IT, and every single business unit are more critical than ever. Just think about it. How often do you, as an L&D professional, collaborate with IT to ensure smooth adoption of new tech tools? Hopefully you say often, but some of you will say never. Or with HR to align learning initiatives with broader talent strategies. I've heard from many a people that L&D and HR like their own silos, and this needs to end. In high-performing organizations, HR and managers are in lockstep, and it absolutely shows. A whopping 91% of managers in these high-performing organizations say that HR meet their needs. And that just doesn't happen by accident. It takes regular dialogue, shared goals, and mutual accountability. Okay, let's look outward. Strategic partnerships with external experts like specialized trainers or thought leaders can bring fresh perspectives and cutting-edge insights into your organization. For example, say you need a crash course on AI ethics or advanced data visualization. Instead of trying to create it all in-house, why not bring in an expert who lives and breathes that topic? These partnerships aren't just transactional, and they shouldn't be just transactional. They need to be transformational. One of my favorite examples is how some companies partner with universities and startups to actually co-create innovative training programs. It's not just about upskilling employees. It is about staying ahead of industry trends. And vendors, don't just hire them to tick a box. Look for those who truly understand your strategic goals and can co-create, yes, co-create solutions with you. At the end of the day, partnerships are a competitive advantage. They help you innovate faster, align learning with business goals, and most importantly, empower your workforce to meet the challenges of tomorrow. And here's another quick sneak peek into a future episode. We will be diving super deep into how HR and L&D can collaborate to build a future-ready organization. So stay tuned for that one. Trend 5, technology in L&D. If there is one thing we can all agree on, it is that technology is changing everything. And here's the thing, technology isn't the hero of this story. You are. Technology is a tool. And like any tool, its value depends on how you use it. Let's start with the most buzzed about player in the room, AI. There's a lot of hype around AI in learning, and honestly, it is justified. AI-powered platforms can personalize training like never before. Imagine this, an employee logs in, and the system recommends content tailored to their role, skills, and preferences, and what's on their calendar for that day. No more generic courses that leave half the room yawning and the other half overwhelmed. Instead, every single person gets exactly what they need when they need it. But AI isn't just about personalization. It's about efficiency. Think of all the admin work we do in L&D. Tracking attendance, scheduling, measuring ROI. AI can automate these tasks, freeing up your time to focus on creating impactful learning experiences. And let's talk about predictive analytics. These tools can identify skills gaps before they become a problem. It's like having a crystal ball in your workforce development. And then there's immersive technology. Virtual reality and augmented reality aren't just for gamers anymore. They're becoming powerful tools for experiential learning. Take Walmart, for instance. They use VR to train employees for Black Friday scenarios, which is one of the most high-pressured retail days of the year. By practicing in a virtual environment, employees gain the confidence and skills they need to perform under pressure. And here's my advice. Not every shiny new tech is worth chasing. Remember when gamification was all the rage? For some, it delivered results, but for others, it was just a buzzword slapped onto lackluster training programs. The point is, employees don't need fancy or flashy interfaces. They need tools that make their work easier, their learning richer, and their growth faster. So what's the takeaway? Technology is a means to an end. And that end is a workforce that's adaptable, innovative, and ready for the future. And if this tech talk excites you, get ready, because in a few weeks, we'll do a deep dive into the tools you need to future-proof your L&D strategy. Last, but definitely not least, is trend 6, the capability to adapt. Finally, let's talk about the one skill we all need to master, adaptability. Or as I like to call it, the capability to adapt. Here's the question. Have you ever felt like change is just something that happens to you? Like you're a passenger on a roller coaster you didn't sign up for? I've been there and I know how overwhelming it can feel. But what if I told you change doesn't have to feel like chaos? What if I told you it's a skill, a muscle you can build? I go deep into this idea in one of my YouTube videos called Change is a Skill. And if you haven't watched it yet, let me give you the highlight reel. Change isn't just a process to follow. It is a capability to develop. And in today's fast-paced world, this skill is a non-negotiable. It is a no-brainer. Industries are evolving, technologies are disrupting, and employees are navigating uncertainty like never before. Yet according to Gartner, only 34, yeah, that is one in three of us, of HR leaders feel equipped to handle this rapid change. And that is a red flag. Here is how I see it. If organizational change management, known as OCM, and the ability to adapt had a baby, it would be something I called change capability. And it combines the structure of OCM with the people-centered approach of adaptability. And when you build this capability, it becomes like muscle memory. The more you flex it, the stronger it gets. So when the next big shift comes, and it will, you're not left scrambling. You're actually thriving. So let me share a quick story to bring this home. Early in my career, I worked on a change initiative where the systems and processes were prepped. They were ready to go, but the people were left behind. And guess what happened? Yup, you guessed it. The project struggled. Not because the systems failed, but because the people didn't know how to navigate the emotional and psychological challenges of that change. And that's when I realized we needed a new approach. So I developed a four-phase framework. I'll take you through it quickly. It is the prepare, act, implement, and sustain. Prepare is about getting your people ready, not just technically, but emotionally. It's about understanding where they are on the change curve and empathizing with their concerns. Act is where you execute the project, but also gather feedback and remind your team where we're all learning together. Implement is when the change becomes real. This is where communication is your best friend. Over-communicate, break tasks into manageable steps, and keep everyone aligned. And finally, sustain. It's about embedding the change into your culture. And that is done by celebrating wins, sharing progress, and keep reinforcing the why behind the change. And this is the bottom line. When organizations embed change capability into their DNA, they don't just survive disruption. They actually drive it. And when individuals learn to navigate change as a skill, they unlock confidence, adaptability, and resilience that serve them in every single area of their life. And if this resonates with you, you can check out that video for more examples and a practical guide to preparing your team for change. And don't go far, because in an upcoming episode, we'll explore how adaptability and resilience are becoming the cornerstones of leadership in 2025. And there you have it, a journey through the trends that will shape learning and development in 2025. So let's pause for a moment to reflect. These trends aren't just theories or far-off possibilities. They are opportunities waiting for us. Whether it's embracing whole person development, reimagining connection in a hybrid world, or integrating transformative technologies, each of these trends is a doorway to growth and impact. Now, here is my challenge for you. Pick one trend from today's discussion. Yes, just one. And make it your focus this week. Maybe it's rethinking how you foster connection in your hybrid team. Maybe it's exploring a new tech tool or reflecting on how adaptability plays a role in your leadership. Whatever it is, take that first step. The future belongs to those who act boldly and think strategically, and I know that that is you. As we wrap up, I want to remind you that this is just the start of our journey together. Next, we'll zoom in on the so-called soft skills, those capabilities that are not nice to have, but are mission critical for thriving in our tech-driven world. And spoiler alert, there is nothing soft about them. They are the bedrock of leadership and learning, and I cannot wait to dig into the why and the how with you. So until then, keep learning, keep growing, and remember, you are not just shaping careers, you are shaping lives. Thank you for being here, and I will see you next time on The Development Nerds. Thank you for spending your time with us on The Development Nerds podcast. Remember, grit is everything, and you've got what it takes to make your career something you truly love. If today's episode gave you something to think about, go put it into action. We'll be back with more real stories, practical advice and tough love to help you find joy in your work. There's no other way to say this. We're friends now. See you next time.